Hi and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3438 BN. Today's date is August 30th, 2024, and the title of the episode is CISA Prepares for Cyber Attacks, Queen Protects the King. When do you attack the king? Let's talk about our health. We've been told our whole lives that wrinkle creams were the easiest way to look younger. Now, one doctor says that's nothing but old news. According to Dr. John Lakey, the world-renowned Beverly Hills expert, most wrinkle fixes on the market are nothing but glorified moisturizers. They hardly make a dent on your appearance, and some can even be harmful to your skin. Recently, Dr. Lakey has focused attention away from mainstream cosmetic practices. Why? So he can pursue a revolutionary anti-aging breakthrough, one that some experts say could empty the wallets of the cosmetic industry. It's almost like Photoshop for your face. You may even be mad after seeing how easy it is to visibly erase your wrinkles from view. Lakey told reporters his personal clients have doubled his new do-it-yourself technique, the Age Rewinder method, because it can take years or even decades off your appearance in under 2 minutes. In light of this amazing breakthrough, Dr. Lakey has released a step-by-step video to the public, free and uninterrupted, where he outlines exactly how to use the simple solution from home. If this helps even one person look younger or feel more confident, I'll be thrilled knowing I helped, Dr. Lakey commented. The video has since gone viral. At first, it was shared by users on Facebook, but since then, it raked up over 2.3 million views and counting. So far, the comment and feedback have been outstanding, with thousands of women reporting they look decades younger. One viewer even commented, "Best results of anything I've used, and I can't believe how well this works. I'll never stop using this. I don't understand how it works, but the results are great. Thank you." So you can find out more about this yourself right now. Go to bhmd1.com/x22. Or click on the link in the description box below. That's bhmd1.com/x22. Now, there's one thing Dr. Lakey asked from his viewers. If watching this video helps you look and feel younger than you have in years, then please share this video with your friends and loved ones. Together, we have the power to help as many women reclaim a youthful look as possible. Go watch the video at bhmd1.com/x22 right now, or just click on the link in the description box below. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech fake news, the puppet masters. I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they are now playing this incredible game of chess. And when you play the game of chess, you're trying to push your opponent into the position that you want so you can actually have checkmate. And I do believe this is exactly what Trump is doing. Now, remember, I do believe that Trump puts out certain messages to have the deep state do certain things, just like he gave a warning to Kamala Harris. Hey, by the way, if you do the debate, you might be replaced just like Biden. And of course, when you tell people, hey, don't do something, what do they want to do? They want to do it to prove you wrong. And it makes people angry. Don't tell me what to do. Don't tell me that I can't debate you. And once again, it worked with Biden. Biden pretty much went out, fought against Obama, and did what he wanted to do to prove that he was superior. Will this work with Kamala? Maybe, maybe not. But I do believe Trump uses these tactics to push people to where he wants them to go. And I do believe she is protecting the king. I do believe once she is removed, or maybe she's not removed right now, but she's removed later on, I do believe the king will be exposed. And who's the king? Who's the person we're going after? I'm not saying he's the king of the country. I do believe that that is Obama, and I do believe Trump has all eyes on Obama, because if you look at a lot of his retruths, it says all roads lead to Obama. Obama spied on his campaign. Obama is the conductor. So I do believe Trump's main mission is, yes, to get the deep state players, to show the people the truth, to have accountability, to remove the deep state players, to remove the swamp creatures, but to show the people, look who's been conducting all of this. Look who's been doing all these different things to push us into a war, to push the open borders, to destroy the economy. Yes, I know there's people behind Obama that are unelected. Those people hide behind the curtains. But again, when this is all exposed and everyone realizes who's been doing this, one leads to another, which leads to another. Because again, when you start to investigate, you find out a lot of information. Now, I do believe that the deep state players, they are now in position, and I do believe it's exactly where Trump wants them to be. Not fully yet, but I do believe we're getting there. And I do believe that the deep state players right now, they want to cheat in the election. They want to win using their cheating system. because it will be a lot easier to convince the people, just like they convinced the people back in 2020. And they'll just say that Trump's a sore loser a second time around and we won the election. But again, I do believe at this point that the election is way too big to rig. They know this and they are looking at ballots. They are looking at optics. So the optics have to look good. You can't, if the poll numbers were real and they came out with poll numbers and say, hey, by the way, Kamala is polling at 1%, 2%, 3%, and she won the election because they fed in all the ballots, would anyone believe that? No, they wouldn't. So they have to manipulate the ballots the best they possibly can. They need to hide her the best they possibly can. Yes, she did one interview. It didn't go that great. No, did she bomb? No, because it was edited. It was all fixed questions. She had fixed answers. But again, the people saw through this. The people understood it. Think about it. Can she do a press conference for an hour where people could just ask her any question? No, I don't believe so. Can she actually do a debate without the questions being fed to her, without an earpiece? I don't think so. I think she might try. I think she might say, no, I can handle this. If I'm going to be the president, then I must be able to do the debate. Because I think she thinks that she has this ability. And I think that the more you tell her no, she's going to do it. It's almost like a little child. Actually, when you look at her during the interview, she looks like a little child. She was much shorter than Waltz. She had her father there protecting her, her comfort item. And she talked like a little child during the interview. Actually, when you start to hear her talk to other people, it sounds like a little child. So what does a child normally do? Well, if I'm going to be president, then I have to go out there and I have to show people that I can do this, especially when people are saying, don't do it. So she might actually push through this just like Biden and actually do the debate. Now, if she does do the debate, I do believe this is game over for her. Even if ABC or CNN, even if they give her the questions, even if she has the earpiece, Trump will destroy her on the issues. And she'll get all flabbergasted. She won't be able to answer the question, even if someone's speaking to her in an earpiece or she has it written down, because you know what happens when you get nervous. You know what happens when you get flustered. You lose it all. And I do believe that's what will happen to her. And this is why I do believe they want her not to debate, and they just want her to ride it out into the election cycle. But I think Trump is going to try to force her into doing it. Now, again, what they're trying to do is they're trying to force Trump into canceling, to say, look, he's scared, he canceled, oh, he's not going to have the debate. But I don't believe that's going to happen. Because what is Trump afraid of? He's not afraid of this. He knows he can basically annihilate her. And they're going to try all the way up to it, and we'll have to see how this plays out in the end. But I do believe that they're prepared to actually go with their second option, and that is a cyber attack. This is why CISA is preparing for a cyber attack. And I do believe they are prepared to either say that there was a cyber attack during the election and the election's manipulated. Then they have to admit that, by the way, the systems were connected to the internet. Or they can say that we got a cyber attack the day before, a couple days before the election. They implanted malware, which manipulated the elections. And the election results, we don't know if they're real or not. And or they could say there's a cyber attack the day of the election and say we have to delay the elections, or maybe a day before, saying the systems are down because we were plugged in, you know, downloading the patches and testing and whatever they were doing. So those are the scenarios, and I do believe that CISA is already preparing for these cyber attacks, and they're going to build this up quite a bit. Now, we're going to be talking a lot more about this a little bit later, but first, let's talk about how there are more and more Democrats that are switching parties, and I do believe this is going to happen a lot more as we get closer and closer to the presidential election and even after the presidential election. So now we have Texas State Rep. Sean Thierry. She has now broke free from the Democratic Party, and she's leaving because more and more Americans are waking up to the extreme ideologies being pushed by the radical left. She said, I'm leaving the left and joining the party of family, faith, and freedom. Really think about that for a second, because people aren't stupid. People who are awake, thinking logically, they understand when things aren't going right. Yes, you will have brainwashed people. I do believe in the end, 4 to 10% people of this country will be completely lost. We'll have to explain it to them much, much later on. And I don't even think then some of them might not even believe. They might keep rejecting it in forever because that's just the way it is. But most of the people, I say the majority of the people, they will definitely get it and they'll understand. But the other people, they might not. I mean, think about World War II with Nazi Germany. After the war, a lot of people were shocked in Germany. A lot of people were like, wait, what happened? I can't believe this. Really? Because remember, their lives were very, very different. They were living in Germany. They were part of the German nation. They didn't realize what was really going on. And when they started to understand what was going on, I think a lot of people were shocked. I think this is going to be the same here in the United States and many, many other countries, especially when people are looking at the border. The people now that are awake, they see it very, very clearly. Those people that are still sleeping, they think, oh no, these people just want to be citizens. They want my way of life. But now people are seeing things very, very differently because if all you got to do is look at New York, what you got to do is look at Chicago, Detroit, LA, even Denver, Colorado. People now are seeing it. Libs of TikTok put the sentence that these signs are now popping up around Denver, Colorado, as part of a nearby town have been taken over and are being controlled by armed Venezuelan migrant gangs. The government has been ignoring the problem for months and they abandoned their constituents. And when you look at the sign, it says, caution, Kamala's illegals. And it's like, it's almost like a deer crossing and they're running across. Stephen Miller responded to this and said, so Kamala's illegals are now conquering towns. Migrant gangs have seized new territory, are in control. Kamala let them all in and won't deport them. So think about it. These are not citizens. These are people who came into this country illegally. Now, this invasion is now taking over towns with weapons. Think about this for a second. Now, what happens when this starts to happen in New York, Chicago, and many other areas? Is this just people coming over the border now? Or is this an armed invasion of this country? And are the people in harm's way now? Yes, this now is a national security threat. It was before, but now more and more people can actually see this. And the Colorado mayor admits police have lost control of part of the community to Venezuelan illegal migrant gangs. They are now basically starting a task force. So this is going to cost a lot more money. A lot more police need to be on patrol. They need to go out with the task force to try to calm the situation down. Why don't we just go to the source of the problem? Well, we know why, because the deep state players, they don't want to look at the source of the problem. They want to use everything else, use all the resources, money to try to control the problem. They never want to go to the source of the problem because that would show the people that they have been doing this and they have been wrong this entire time. So they will never say, hey, by the way, we're going to really lock down the border. We're going to put everything back the way Trump had it, build a wall. This way we don't have this problem. They're never going to do that. They're going to continually let more and more people into this country. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Kamala Harris, she falsely claimed that the Senate border bill had broad bipartisan support. Well, that is completely false. In reality, the Lankford-Murphy-Sinema bill enjoyed bipartisan opposition from nearly all House and Senate Republicans, as well as many House and Senate Democrats who took issue with the bill failing to include amnesty for illegal aliens. And remember, they were trying to blame this on the Republicans. They were saying, well, they're the ones who actually caused the problem at the border. But no, Biden, he reversed everything that Trump did with the executive orders. He didn't build the wall. The wall was already paid for. The material was already there. The contractors were ready to go. He canceled it all. And now the people, they're seeing it. They're understanding it, especially those people out in Colorado. They're really seeing what's going on there. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Biden and Kamala, they are now being accused of playing with the border stats to create the illusion that crossings are dropping. And once again, this is not the only thing they manipulated. They manipulate the job numbers. They manipulate inflation. They manipulate the fuel prices. They manipulate almost everything that you see here. So why wouldn't they manipulate the border crossings? Of course they are. So the Biden-Harris administration, they're pretty much cherry-picking the U.S. Customs and Border Protection data to fit their narrative that immigration issues are improving ahead of the election. Recent immigration data shows that the numbers of migrant encounters are dropping from record high months ago, but that is not the entire picture. The National Border Patrol Council Vice President Art Del Cueto said the reality is the numbers have dropped, but the Biden administration has played with the numbers somewhat. The encounters have dropped as opposed to the gotaways. No one really knows the gotaways, he said, calling it the biggest issue facing the nation. Known gotaways are migrants who enter the U.S. without being apprehended by the authorities, and is particularly bad in the must-win swing states of Arizona. And once again, they've been manipulating this from the very, very beginning. And think about it, when they talk about, hey, listen, the border crossings are coming down, we brought it down, pat on the back. Well, this is just like inflation. This is just like the fuel prices. You need to go back to the beginning when Trump was in the White House. If you look at inflation, he had it under 2%. Biden brought it up to 9 and brought it down to 3-something percent. So he brought it down from his high. We're not back to where Trump had it. So again, it's fake. Same thing with the fuel prices. They brought it up to $5, $6, $7, $8, depending where you live. Now they brought it down to the, you know, 3 and change. Trump had it $2, $2.14, someplace under $2. So they didn't fix anything. They're trying to fix their problems that they created, but it's still worse. And when you look at the border, you see the same thing. During the election, Trump had the border crossings around 20, 25,000. As soon as Biden came into office, it shot up to 160,000, over 200,000, close to 250,000. So if they bring it down to 150,000, is that good? No, it's not. It's the same tactic that they've been using, and it's completely and utterly fake. He has all the leverage, because when they say, hey, we brought down inflation, we brought down fuel prices, we brought down the border crossings, all Trump has to do is say, well, not from when I was president. Actually, they're up. If you look at the border crossings, they're up from when I was in office. When you look at the fuel prices, they're up from when I was in office. When you look at inflation, it's up when I was in office. When you look at unemployment, it was up from when I was in office. So everything that you said is completely fake, phony, and false. Because when I handed you the country and you became the resident and the vice resident, what were the numbers? You tell me. And he got them right there. There's no way out of it. Yes, they could try to spin it, but all you got to do is look at the facts. And it's going to fail every single time. And this is why they don't want people telling the truth. This is why they're trying to censor as many people as possible. Plus, they don't like people speaking freely. They don't like freedom of speech. They don't like people having rights. The deep state doesn't like any of this stuff. And you could see this is why out in Brazil, they're going after Elon Musk. I do believe the EU is going to follow up with this, and other countries are going to follow up with this. But Mike Benz, he found out something very, very interesting about Brazil. He said the U.S. State Department called in a massive favor and leveraged personal connections to build voting machines for Lula-aligned Brazil officials. And then the CIA warned Bolsonaro not to mess with or cast doubt on all the new U.S. State Department secured voting machines determining his elections. This is exactly the relationship between the U.S. State Department and CIA. I constantly try to get you guys to see more clearly. So basically, the CIA, the State Department, they were involved in manipulating the elections. Now, they installed Lula. It's a controlled country. And look what's happening. They're going after Elon Musk there. They're trying to shut down his entire social media site X because in Brazil, they don't want people talking about the election. They don't want people speaking about the truth. And it's not going to stop in Brazil. This is going to happen every single place because, again, they cannot have people speaking freely. So they're going to attack the freedom of speech with disinformation, misinformation, hate speech, because this is what they have. But our founding fathers, they knew all about this. They knew about disinformation, misinformation, hate speech. That's why they didn't include it with the First Amendment. That's why they said you have the right to speak freely, period, the end. And the government can't stop you. That's it. But again, you could see the deep state players, they hate the Constitution. They hate it. But the Constitution will always win as long as the people support the Constitution, which I do believe the people are supporting it. Now, we could see with Elon Musk, he has just won a huge part of a Media Matters lawsuit. And George put this out and explains, the judge overseeing Elon Musk, an ex-defamation lawsuit against Soros-backed Media Matters, just denied their motion to dismiss. Media Matters could now be forced to pay back all the ad revenue X has lost as a result of their lies. Last year, they manipulated X to coerce many advertisers to leave the platform. They made it look like X was serving ads next to hate speech, but in reality, they set the whole thing up to frame Elon and the platform. They tried to claim the federal judge in Texas did not have jurisdiction to hear the case, but the judge wholeheartedly rejected their claim because the court has personal jurisdiction over defendants, venue is proper, and plaintiffs have properly pled its claim. Defendants' motion to dismiss is denied. This is huge, and it is huge. And once again, you're starting to see the truth. And you're starting to see the truth that Kamala, she is involved in censoring. Yes, the whole Biden-Harris admin, they're all part of the deep state. Yes, they censor all over the place. And you can see the individual that was involved in actually telling Facebook who to censor, that individual Flaherty now works for Kamala Harris. So let's go back a little bit in time to September 30th, 2019. Anderson Cooper on X put this out and said, President Trump's Twitter account should be suspended, says Kamala Harris. There's plenty of evidence that suggests that he is irresponsible with his words in a way that could result in harm. So the privilege of using those words in that way should probably be taken from him. No, he has the right to speak freely. And again, when she says that he's irresponsible with his words, it could do harm. Harm to who? Because what's harmful for one person is not harmful for another. And again, who's to judge this? Oh, it looks like they want to judge this. And again, the people of this country, no matter what station you're at, you're president or you're just a citizen, you have the right to speak freely. Elon responded to this and said, Kamala, queen of censorship. And really think about that. The queen. I wonder why he called her the queen of censorship. Is she the queen who's blocking the king, who's protecting the king? Maybe, maybe not. But again, when do you remove the queen? When do you attack the king? Now, this could happen before the elections, or it could happen after the elections. But I do believe all roads lead to Obama and, yes, Hillary Clinton and the rest. But I think Trump really wants the conductor front and center. Now, the other thing that we see is that the deep state players, they're trying to make a very big deal that Trump went to Arlington and he was very disrespectful. But again, the family of those 13 who died in Afghanistan, they invited Trump and they invited the videographer, they invited the photographer, and they wanted this recorded. But again, if you go back in time, guess who took pictures there? Obama, Biden. And again, why are they attacking Trump? I think that tells you everything you need to know. And they always are going to attack Trump because once again, he's an outsider. And they don't want their way of life to change. They don't want anyone to mess up their criminal syndicate. And they're going to try to stop Trump at every turn. Remember, this is not a normal four-year election. We are at a crossroads right now. It's either the people see the truth, they see the true enemy, and they take back this country, or the deep state wins and we lose this country completely. When I look around, I do believe that the people now are waking up, the people see the truth, and the people now are starting to see the true enemy of this country. And as we get closer and closer to the presidential election, those people who are awake, they're going to see, wow, this is the enemy. And look, it's much, much larger than I thought. Those people that are sleeping, I think they're going to wake up and start to see that, well, wait a minute. I see the enemy right now. I see through all of this crap, all this propaganda. I see it now. And this is going to be a huge and major problem for the deep state players. Because remember, what's their greatest fear? Having the people awake, having the people see through the matrix and actually seeing the true enemy. Remember, they want us fighting each other. Trump, what he's doing right now, he's uniting the country. And I do believe one way to unite the country is events. Because again, Trump can explain to the people, he could say these are bad people. Look, they're destroying the country. But again, those people that are sleeping, it's very, very hard to convince them with facts. It's very, very hard to convince them that, hey, their choice was wrong. So sometimes you need an event to show the people and have them question what's really going on without you badgering them or trying to push them through the door. Remember, Trump has opened the door, but the people must walk through it on their own. And you could either use this saying, you can bring a horse to water, but you can't force the horse to drink the water. So again, Trump has opened the door and he's going to show the people. The people have to make the decision. The people have to question what is going on because they're not going to be forced into believing. They must believe it themselves. They must see it themselves. They must feel it themselves. And I do believe when the economic system starts to implode, I do believe a lot of people are going to feel it that way. Just like when you go back in time, you can talk to your friends. A lot of people woke up during COVID. A lot of people are waking up because of the border crisis. A lot of people are now waking up because of the economy. A lot of people are saying the country's on the wrong track, but there's still a lot of D's and a lot of people still sleeping. And we can't do this with just, you know, 50 or 60% of the country. We need the majority of the country, at least 70, 80% of the country to take back this country. And I do believe Trump, that's why he's bringing people down this path. And what's very interesting, Trump was out in Wisconsin and a Wisconsin voter asked Trump a question. He says, the anniversary of 9/11 is coming up. I'm concerned that we're more vulnerable now than ever. And we have a Democrat nominee who doesn't even want to say the words radical Islamic terror. How are we going to protect America from a terrorist attack? President Trump responded and said, we had none. 4 years of it because they respected your president. They respected your country. And we have to bring it back to that level of respect. And he's absolutely right. So is the stage now set for multiple wars around the world, which is going to be World War III? I do believe so. And when you look at what's going on out in China with Taiwan, well, it looks like a Chinese general told Jake Sullivan to his face that Taiwan is the first red line that must not be crossed. So the Chinese general told Sullivan that the U.S. must stop its collusion with Taiwan. So this is going to be very, very interesting as we move forward. Now, think about what's happening out in Ukraine with Russia. Think about what's happening out with Israel and Gaza and Iran. Right now, Israel is basically removing the deep state actors, the state-funded terrorists. And if you notice, the ceasefire hasn't happened. And Israel is continually removing the terrorist group. This is the deep state's worst nightmare come true. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. In a world of economic uncertainty, safeguarding your retirement saving is more important than ever. Gold is a trusted source of value, providing stability for centuries through countless market cycles. With a gold IRA from Noble Gold Investments, you can protect your financial future with the enduring power of precious metals. Don't let election volatility erode your hard-earned nest egg. Vote for the timeless safety of gold and silver in 2024 and get up to 10 1-ounce silver Trump coins or a 10-ounce silver American flag bar with a qualifying account. Noble Gold Investments, your partner in financial peace of mind in 2024. Go to x22gold.com. That is x22gold.com or click the link in the description. And remember, there's always a risk of investment and there's no guarantee of any kind. And when you look at what Trump has done here, he's set everything up to wake the people up. Now, he's not causing the war. He knew that the deep state players were going to follow the 16-year plan. He knew that they were going to basically bring the entire world to war because their economic system is failing. They want to bring us to the Great Reset, and they need a huge distraction, and they need to make sure that the population is decreased. Plus, they don't want the U.S. to win the war, because when you lose the war, what happens? The Constitution is removed. That piece of paper that's been blocking them this entire time is removed, and the winner of the war takes control of the country, which means they will have full control of the entire world. Now, Trump knew that they were going to bring us down this path, and he knew that war wakes up a lot of people. You could pretend you're all for war until you're getting your fatigues and your gun. Then all of a sudden people go, well, wait a minute. I never wanted to fight the war. I thought someone else was going to do it, because that's why I'm voting for Kamala or whoever is running, because they said someone else was going to fight the war. It's me? I have to go? No, I'm not doing that. I'm going to vote for the other guy then. That's what's going to happen. But think about it. How do you bring people to that point? How do you show the people? I do believe something is going to happen here in the United States. Remember when Trump created the Space Force? And then recently he said he's going to create the Space National Guard and build an Iron Dome missile shield around the U.S.? Well, it looks like the Iron Dome, it looks like we already have some of it. It's already here. Karma Patriot explains. We do have two Iron Domes, courtesy of Israel. The Iron Dome has been upgraded and improved to allow it to also shoot down mortar shells, unmanned aerial vehicles, and cruise missiles. Under a 2019 agreement, Israel sold two Iron Dome batteries to the United States, the first being delivered in late 2020 and the second in 2021. Since then, the U.S. Army has been working to integrate the system into its air defense array. The U.S. procured a system based on the Iron Dome, consisting of two batteries with U.S. radars and other components using the Tamir missiles used in the Iron Dome system. So it looks like we already have it, and Trump is saying that we're going to build the Iron Dome. Does this mean that something is going to happen here in the United States and the Iron Dome is going to shoot down the attack? Maybe, maybe not. Karma Patriot continues. I've got zero doubt Trump knows exactly what we have. Think he just uses technicalities that allow him to seed the Biden-Harris national security threat narrative. Because behind the scenes, the Army's Integrated Air and Missile Defense Battle Command System has been under development since 2019. Much like leaving the border wall unfinished, Trump lays traps for Dems that will expose their policy failures, strategy that also allows him to magically deport, finish the wall, and announce the IBCS on day one. Checkmate. So let's put this together now. If you're going to wake the people up and you're going to show the people the true enemy and get the people on your side, yes, number one, you have the economy fail. Maybe the market will come down during October, because remember, the Fed is basing the rate cut on manipulated data. We know they want to bring us into what? The Great Reset, the Green New Scam. We know that the IMF and the World Economic Forum said we're going to be using a cyber attack, or there's going to be a cyber attack coming very, very soon. The IMF said, yes, the financial institutions are susceptible to cyber attacks. So once again, I do believe they're going to be using a cyber attack, and the central bank is going to blame the entire economic system falling apart on the cyber attack. But once again, the people are going to realize that, no, the market came down because of the Biden administration. So I think this will wake up a lot of people, and people will look for someone that has solutions on how we're going to improve the economy. Trump has already been giving those solutions. The other thing is war. Doesn't matter if you're Democrat, Republican, Independent, makes no difference. Nobody wants to fight a nuclear war. This is not going to be a war off in a far-off land that you don't even see or hear. Only when you look at, you know, TV and you see what's going on there, then you go back to your everyday life. No, this war is going to be fought right on the U.S. soil, right on every other country's U.S. soil. Because again, I'm not saying it's going to be troops. Maybe it will, maybe it won't. But the war is very, very different, because missiles now can reach the United States. They can reach any country in the world. So if everyone thinks that this war is going to be fought in a far-off land, far, far away, that's not what's going to happen. The war is going to be fought here, our home. How many people are going to want this to happen? Especially when we see a missile fired at the United States. I'm not saying this is going to happen, but what happens if it does? And what happens if the Iron Dome intercepts it and it's broadcast all over the place and the people are sitting there going, wait a minute, we were just attacked? A missile can reach this country? We have the Iron Dome, but wait a minute, we're going to war? How do you think people are going to respond to this? And on one side, you're going to have the party of peace, which is going to be Trump. The other side, you're going to have the party of war. I think people are going to wake up really, really fast. Plus, it allows Trump to do all this on day one, just like everything else. Now, the other thing that we see happening is we can see the deep state players. They are trying to bring us into their new system. And of course, their new system, they want us to eat bugs. And the only way they can make us eat bugs is if we actually lose a war. And how do you make the people lose the war? Well, you infiltrate the armed forces and you make everyone heavier, lazier. You make people sick. And this is what they've been doing for a very, very long time with our food supply. And what's very interesting, and Trump knows this, he brought in RFK Jr., who's going to be looking at the pharmaceutical drugs, and he's going to be looking at the food because he's been telling us that the processed food is very, very dangerous. And as soon as he did this, what happened? The fake news all of a sudden did a switcheroo. Sunil Dhawan, MD, put this out and said, well, 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 Time just changed its headline due to all our pushback. This is how you fight back against the Matrix. So RFK mentioned processed foods, and before he mentioned it, this was the headline for Time. What if ultra-processed foods aren't as bad as you think? So they're trying to make everyone believe that processed foods are good for you. And what does that do? It makes you weak. It makes you fat. It gives you different types of sicknesses. And eventually what happens is, hey, the processed foods, look what they did to you. You know what's better? Protein from bugs. But think about it. After RFK mentioned this, the next thing from Time says the following. Why one dietitian is speaking up for ultra-processed foods. Isn't that interesting? They did the old switcheroo. Gary Tirola put this out and said, a study revealed the shocking truth about processed foods. Participants who ate homemade meal experienced complete digestion within 4 hours, while those consumed processed noodles still had visible teeth marks on the food after 4 hours. Well, that tells you everything you need to know right there. But you can see the deep state players, they are now pushing everything that they have to cheat in the election. And this is why they say that, hey, there's a new variant for COVID. We might have to implement the COVID tactics that we implemented back in 2020. We have the bird flu. We have Mpox. We have mosquitoes that are spreading all different types of diseases. And the latest one is sloth fever. It arrived in the U.S. from South America. And they're saying that people got it in Florida. There are like 30 cases. And basically the symptoms are the following. Fever, headache. You might also have diarrhea, nausea, vomiting, rash. Very, very similar to the flu. I mean, you're not going to get all of them at once. But if people have a headache, people will say, well, do I have COVID? Do I have the sloth fever? Do I have encephalitis? Do I have the flu? People won't know. And they'll be afraid to go out and stay home. This is what they're trying to do. They're trying to convince everyone to stay home. But I do believe this is going to fail, and it's going to fail big time. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, Elon Musk a while back mentioned that the birth rates are continually plummeting and human civilization will end. And when you look at the United States over time, the U.S. population, the birth rate, has been dropping quite a bit. I think from the 50s, it's down like 43%. And Trump, he mentioned something yesterday, which is very, very interesting. He said, I'm announcing today that under the Trump administration, your government will pay for your insurance company, will be mandated to pay for all costs associated with IVF treatment. We want more babies. Why does he want more babies? Because he knows we need to increase our population. Because from the very, very beginning, the deep state players have been depopulating the country through abortion and through the food supply. And actually, with the food supply and the vaccines, the birth rate has dropped dramatically, and a lot of people have been turning to IVF, and he knows that he needs to bring the birth rate back up because he needs to make the country stronger. So he's putting this into place. But don't worry, Kamala Harris will probably say, hey, by the way, I'm going to make IVF free too, because again, she's a copycat. She copies everything. It's like someone cheating off of you when you're taking a test. So she's a copy. Trump is the original. Does the copy have any value? No, the original has the value. So vote for the original, because again, you can see you don't want the copy. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that the United Nations, they are terrified of Trump. If he wins, they're saying, you know, something, the United Nations might be over. Remember, the United Nations was created by the deep state players, the World Economic Forum, the World Bank, the IMF, who, you name it. The deep state players, they created all these organizations. And I do believe once you get rid of the private central bank system and all this free money comes to a screeching halt, Who's going to fund all these organizations? Nobody. That means the deep state players, everything that they've done, comes to a screeching halt. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that we know that there was an attempted assassination on Trump. The FBI put out this ridiculous report. They're hiding a lot more evidence, and they don't want people to know. They destroyed a lot of the evidence so nobody can go back and check. This is how you cover up an operation. This is how you clean it up so nobody can figure anything up, because if they were on the up and up, they wouldn't do that. But since Trump, since that time where they tried to assassinate him and it was an operation, it looks like the Defense Department has approved a request by the Department of Homeland Security to provide assistance to the Secret Service for presidential and vice presidential candidates during the 2024 campaigns through Inauguration Day of 2025. So the Secretary of Defense approved the request and directed the commander of the U.S. Northern Command to plan and provide and execute increased support to the United States Secret Service at various locations across the United States during the 2024 election campaign. Now, that's interesting. Now we have the armed forces working with the United States Secret Service. Haven't we heard this before? Yeah, post 73, November 4, 2017. Do military guards uniform typically assist the United States Secret Service? No, not in normal circumstances. So why would they do this now? Just because of an attempted assassination? Have we seen this in the past? No, not really. Or is it because the military was activated back on November 3rd and January 6th when the insurrection was complete and the military took control? Now, the military will assist in guarding Trump. Think about that for a second. That really puts the kibosh on the deep state plan, doesn't it? Because now the military is involved. They took an oath. They have to protect this country. They have to protect the Constitution. And they have to protect Trump. He's the commander in chief. Really think about that for a second. Now, the other thing that we see happening is Trump, he is making moves to make sure that he is not sentenced in September. Now, of course, we know the deep state players, they're going to try everything they possibly can to fight back. But George, he put this out on X. It says the following. Trump just filed an emergency motion to federal judge to move the sham criminal case against him out of the New York courts and into federal court. The September 18th sentencing date may now be indefinitely postponed until the federal courts consider this motion and rule on it. Even if the district court denies the motion, an appeal to the Second Circuit will follow, and ultimately the U.S. Supreme Court, if necessary. Pray for justice for Trump. And of course, you know what the deep state players are going to do. They're going to try to push back with everything that they have because they really want to put him in jail. Now, I do believe Trump, he is set up for both scenarios. If he doesn't go to prison, well, the people see that, hey, look, he got out of it. If he does go to prison, he just becomes a lot more popular. And the deep state loses either way. It makes no difference to him. I think he'd rather not go to prison. But again, the deep state players, they're going to try to push this as hard as they possibly can because this is all they got left. They're running out of ammunition. That's why I do believe in the end, they're going to have to manipulate the elections, delay the elections, and create chaos and try to bring us into war. Now, what's very interesting is that CNN, they had the first interview with Kamala Harris, and it was three heavily edited segments. And it looks like when you add all the segments up, it's like 26 minutes. And again, that's not a long time. I wonder what the raw interview looks like. I wonder if that's going to be leaked out very, very soon. But what's very interesting is that Kamala, she said that she worked at McDonald's, but McDonald's has reported that they can't find any evidence of this. So this is very interesting. So did McDonald's misplace the information or did Kamala Harris lie? That's interesting. But once again, you can see that the deep state players, Waltz and Kamala Harris, and when you really look at the interview, Kamala Harris is very low in the chair. Waltz is very high, and she talks like a little child. It looks like she has her father with her, and it's just ridiculous. I mean, when you really look at it. But again, they're trying to explain away their lies, but it's not working. Greg Price put this out and said, Tim Waltz had a month to come up with an excuse for why he claimed he carried weapons in war, even though he's never been to war, and the best excuse he could come up with is my grammar isn't always correct. Well, I don't think this has anything to do with grammar. I think you lied for a decade. So he's really blaming the stolen valor claims on grammar? He's been lying about this for a very, very long time. Miranda Devine put this out and said, the verdict is in from the astute ex-responders on the Harris-Waltz big interview. She looks like a child at the dinner table with her parents being grounded. Like a garden gnome next to a beanstalk. Like attorneys consulting with accused. Like a disciplinary meeting in the principal's office. Like she brought her dad to a job interview. Like an HR meeting. Why is she so short there? Why does she speak like a child? I mean, really think about this for a second. Is this the person that everyone wants leading this country? Absolutely not. She's already been leading the country, and it's a complete and utter disaster. Now, the other thing that she now copied is she's out there saying that she would have a Republican in her cabinet. Didn't Trump already do this with Elon and RFK Jr.? She's actually truly copying Trump once again. This is just absolutely unbelievable. And what's very interesting, during the interview, Kamala Harris said she has no regrets about covering up Biden's mental decline and lying to the American people about his condition. Jeff Clark responded to this and said, holy cow, disqualifying. Total abdication of her duty under the 25th Amendment. Absolutely. Now, the other thing that's very, very odd is that we've been told that this interview was pre-recorded, edited. But when CNN aired it, why did they have live on it? That's kind of odd, because if it's pre-taped, how can you say that this was live? Are they lying to the people? This is very, very interesting. And people now are calling them out. Well, why did you put live there? Was this truly live? And I think they're going to have to either say, yes, it was, or it isn't. I don't believe it was. I believe this was pre-recorded. I do believe that we're going to see other parts of the interview, and it's going to be a complete and utter disaster for her. I do believe that's going to be leaked out. But during the interview, she says her values have not changed. So Trump, he decided to put out a little video about her values. Take a listen.
My values have not changed. Reduce red meat specifically.
Yes.
The Boston Marathon bomber. They should be able to vote.
I think we should have that conversation.
Abolish ICE.
Yeah. Would you ban offshore drilling?
Yes.
I'm in favor of banning fracking.
I am prepared to pass a Green New Deal.
I support a mandatory buyback program.
We're not going to treat people who are undocumented and cross borders criminals.
The idea that more police equals more safety, that's just wrong.
Policing, as we know, goes all the way back to slave patrols and that idea.
Yeah, you are absolutely right.
Where do you stand on defund the police?
We need to take a look at these budgets.
Do you ban plastic straws?
I think we should.
70 to 80% tax rate.
I think that's fantastic.
Chipping now to the Minnesota Freedom Fund.
How dare we speak Merry Christmas?
And yeah, I am radical. I do believe that we need to get radical about what we are doing.
So once again, her interview didn't go as well. Now, I think people thought she was going to bomb. But again, when you're editing, when you're given the questions, when you could take a break, when you can, you know, ask someone, what should I say? You're not going to really bomb. Yes, it might sound strange. The answers might not be that great. But I think people see through this. Plus, they see that she couldn't do this for a long period of time. Again, she has not given a press conference for an hour. Bad Hombre put this out and said, Trump's last four interviews, 57 minutes with Dr. Phil, 57 minutes with Theo Vaughn, 2 hours and 3 minutes with Elon Musk, 1 hour and 11 minutes with Shore Ryan. Kamala, first interview in 40 days as the Democrat nominee. He says 18 minutes, but it really turns out to be 26 minutes, which is half of what Trump did with Dr. Phil and Theo Vaughn, and a lot less than 2 hours and 3 minutes and 1 hour and 11 minutes. So that should tell you everything you need to know. The other thing that we've come to find out is that Kamala Harris embellished her prosecutorial record when going for the DA in 2003, which broke campaign finance rules. At the time, Harris was vying to be San Francisco District Attorney General, and she was eager to fashion herself as a veteran prosecutor with 13 years of courtroom experience. And she said that she had tried hundreds of cases, but she didn't. She didn't try hundreds of serious of violent felonies, including homicide, rape, and child sexual cases. She actually only tried about, say, like 50. So she lied back then. And she's continually lying. And that should tell you everything you need to know. And how do you know she's a socialist, a Marxist? Well, the Socialist International, they decided to endorse Kamala Harris in her U.S. presidency campaign. That should tell you everything you need to know. And what's very interesting, even the bookmakers, they realize after the interview that, hey, she's not going to win this. And all of a sudden, the odds have now slid out of her favor. Actually, Newsweek put this out. Kamala Harris's odds of winning the 2024 presidential election deteriorated noticeably after her CNN interview, which took place with Tim Walz, her father. It's not really her father, but it looked like that. But once again, you could see this didn't go over well. And also, the bookmakers, they're looking at the polls too. And remember, the polls are fake. They need to keep the polls up because they need to make it look like she's getting all these people voting for her. So this way they can actually use the ballots. But I do believe this is going to come to a screeching halt no matter which way you look at it. Either she does the debate, well, she's tanked. If she doesn't do the debate, I do believe she tanked no matter what. Wesley Hunt put this out and said, Kamala Harris and her campaign are devoid of original ideas and desperate to cling onto power. Harris once called Trump's border wall a medieval vanity project. Now she's running ads supporting it. Clandestine put this out. This performance from Kamala and Walz was absolutely abysmal. The Democrat elite are having buyer's remorse, and I wouldn't be surprised if they're exploring what other options they have. Trump is going to eviscerate Kamala in the debate. They know it. Now, like we said before, the debate is coming up. It's on September 10th. And it looks like the Kamala camp, they're trying to get out of the debate and they're trying to force Trump to cancel it because they keep saying, we're not agreeing to this rules. We want different rules. And they keep saying it's Trump that's doing this. Trump really doesn't care. Trump, he has all the leverage. She's the one that is panicking. Now, will they cancel it or will they go through with it? If they keep her hidden and she doesn't do a debate, I don't think this is going to work in her favor. I think the poll numbers are going to drop. The bookmakers are going to drop their numbers, and it's not going to be in her favor anymore. And I think what's going to happen is the same thing is going to happen with Biden. The poll numbers are going to continually drop, and they're going to realize, holy crap, we're in trouble here. We're not going to be able to convince people that she won the election, just like with Biden. There's no difference here. It's all an illusion. If she does do the debate and people see who she truly is and she screws up and she loses on every single issue, well, it's just going to be like Joe Biden. And that reminds me of post 4657. And just coincidentally, this post is on September 10th, 2020. Debates. Biden camp will find excuse reason to terminate. Biden camp will provide the questions ahead of time. Biden camp will be provided with the questions ahead of time and assistance in the form of special communication device. So just switch Biden out and put Kamala in. So will they try to terminate it? Yeah, I think they're trying to do that right now. And if she has to go through with it, I do believe, yeah, they're going to get the questions. She might have a device, but I think she's going to get flustered. Now, this post that was put out on September 10th, which is very interesting because that's when the debate's going to be. But when you look back to 2020, none of the debates were on September 10th between Trump and Biden. The first debate was on September 29, 2020. The second one was October 7th, but Trump had COVID. So Biden did like a town hall. The third debate was October 22nd. So that is very, very interesting. And we'll have to see how this all plays out. Now, the other thing that's really interesting is that RFK Jr.'s running mate, she was shocked to learn that the media lied about MAGA. And she said that, hey, I thought MAGA was these gun-toting freaks that were going to come to my house and drag me out because I was a liberal. But I've come to learn that this is all fake, phony, and false. And she did a deep dive into MAGA world. And she was actually surprised to learn that MAGA is actually their own party, that they're their own grassroots organization that chose Trump. They have so much power in deciding where to point their energy and support. And they are really, really smart, thoughtful, intellectual people with MAGA. And she's received beautiful written notes from MAGA supporters. So once again, it's completely the opposite. It always is. Now, the other thing that we could see is they're trying to manipulate the elections, like we know. And North Carolina right now, they are blocking the request from RFK to remove him from the ballot in North Carolina. Now, again, they believe that if they leave RFK on the ballot, people will vote for RFK and not for Trump, which is absolutely ridiculous because Trump is now going to put him into his administration and RFK endorsed Trump. Now, if RFK was truly going to steal the votes from Trump, Kamala Harris and team, they would have said, you know something, drop out. We're going to keep your name on the ballot and I'm going to put you in my administration because you will take the votes from Trump. She could have later on turned around and said, I have no position for you. If he was truly taking the votes away from Trump, they would have done this. They didn't. That should tell you everything you need to know. And the other thing that should tell you everything you need to know is that the deep state players, we could see that they're ramping up on the cyber attack. The Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, CISA, they introduced an online portal this Thursday for organizations to voluntarily report malicious cyber attacks, vulnerabilities, and data breaches. The timing is absolutely perfect. So CISA said the incident report should capture key details of breach or attack, including when an incident is discovered, the tactics, techniques, and procedures of the attacker, a description of how the attack or breach was discovered, what vulnerabilities were exploited to enable the attack, technical indicators and artifacts of compromise, such as malware hashes, IP addresses, URLs, phishing emails, malware samples, or suspicious files that were uploaded. So it looks like they are preparing to show the world, look, we're getting all this information. Cyber attacks are happening across the country. Now, remember, this is an invisible enemy. Just like the virus, it's very easy to create the narrative when it's invisible. So if they say that they're getting bombarded in this portal with all this information of cyber attacks happening around the country, how would you really know? You wouldn't. If the news comes on and says, yes, CISA says cyber attacks are happening all over the place, and now we have evidence that, yes, some of the water filtration systems that were hit, all they got to do is turn it off. They're non-operational. All they have to do is turn off the power in some towns and show it on the news. This will convince you that there is truly a cyber attack. And this is, I do believe, what they're going to try to do to convince you that the infrastructure was hit. Remember, the election is part of the infrastructure. Let's talk about our health. This almost never happens. I've shared how I depend on Field of Greens for my health, right? So if you're waiting to try it, now is the time. Brick House Nutrition is having an end of summer site-wide sale. And with my code RUMBLE, you'll save big on everything, including my Field of Greens. Field of Greens is my healthiest habit. It's whole. It's organic fruits and vegetables. This is exactly what your body needs for proper nutrition. Each organic superfruit and vegetable in Field of Greens was selected by doctors to support vital organs like heart, liver, kidneys, metabolism, and immune system. And only Field of Greens is backed by a better health promise. At your next checkup, your doctor will notice your improved health or your money back. Don't miss this massive end of summer sale. Go to fieldofgreens.com. Use my code RUMBLE to save on everything. You need to jump on this deal before it goes away. So go to fieldofgreens.com. Use code RUMBLE. That is fieldofgreens.com. So I do believe they're going to try with the mail-ins. And when that all fails, I do believe they're going to switch tactics. And they're going to use the cyber attack. Because again, we could see with Raskin and others, you could see what their narrative is right now. It might change a little bit, but I do believe their only option right now is to try to have another insurrection, try to piss off the Trump supporters, and try to get Trump with the 14th Amendment like they tried to do during January 6th. But again, this is all going to fail. And remember, Trump has all the leverage. And when the people actually vote for Trump, either with the paper ballots, and I do believe if we do use the paper ballots, and people vote in one day with voter ID, the deep state, the world, they're going to see how the people are behind Trump. The people are going to see how the people are behind Trump. And this is going to be a huge problem for the deep state, because now the people, they will see it firsthand. Of course, they're going to create the narrative that he cheated. These aren't real results. We can't certify. No way this is going to happen. And they're going to keep doing this because their main mission is to do what? To make everyone angry. So they go out to D.C., they riot, and they cause an insurrection. This is what they want again. But I do believe that this is going to fail. And this time around, Nancy Pelosi is not in charge. And the people have now learned that that it's the Speaker of the House who's responsible for protecting the Capitol. Who's the Speaker of the House? Johnson. I do believe the tables are now going to be turned. Whatever they tried to do to Trump back on January 6th, it is now going to be done to them. And they're going to be exposed that they are the ones who actually push this. And once again, the people are going to see who the true enemy is. Why? Because the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.